Well, the Lewis and Clark expedition was a long time ago. So you would think that it would be pretty difficult to tell where they'd actually gone, what path they actually took. But it's proven surprisingly easy, and the reason for that is going to probably surprise you. It's laxatives. I probably better explain, but first let me introduce myself. My name is Finn J.D. John. It's Friday, May 4th, and I'm reading a column from the archives of the weekly newspaper column I write, Offbeat Oregon History. I do this every day. Of course, if you're subscribed to this podcast, you already know that. But if you'd like to know more about it or about the newspaper column, just stay tuned or check out offbeatoregon.com. Today's column first ran on June 29th, 2010, under the headline, Lewis and Clark Expedition Left a Trail of Heavy Metal Laxatives. Here we go. As Lewis and Clark's Corps of Discovery worked its way across North America to Oregon's Fort Clatsop, it left something behind that would prove invaluable to future historians. Laxatives. It sounds trivial today, but at the time, laxatives, or rather purgatives in general, were a big deal. The Corps left on its journey long before anyone knew what a microbe was, and physicians knew almost nothing about how the body worked. What they had was a basic theory which had come down to them from about 150 AD, courtesy of a Roman doctor named Galen. The idea was that illness was caused by an imbalance in the body's humors or fluids, blood, phlegm, yellow bile, and black bile. Too much blood caused problems like fevers, and the answer was to let a pint or two of blood out of the patient. And too much bile caused problems like constipation, and the answer was to give the patient a powerful laxative or emetic to cause frenetic purging from one end or the other. Well, by the time of the American Revolution, a substance called calomel was the laxative of choice. Calomel was the wonder drug of the age. In large doses, it functioned as a savage purgative, causing lengthy and productive sessions in the outhouse, guaranteeing the restoration of one's bile balance. And in small doses, it was effective against the most dreaded social disease of the age, syphilis. But take too much of it and your teeth would fall out and you might die of mercury poisoning. Calomel's modern scientific name is mercury chloride. Now, when the Corps of Discovery left the East Coast, Lewis and Clark brought with them several pounds of mercury chloride in the form of dozens and dozens of beefy white tablets labeled Dr. Rush's Bilious Pills. These pills were almost 50% calomel, and they were big pills, at least four times the size of an aspirin tablet. The pill's inventor, Dr. Benjamin Rush, was America's most prominent colonial physician, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and a personal friend of then-President Thomas Jefferson. His star had fallen considerably after the, quote, heroic style of medicine that he favored, featuring heavy purging and copious bloodletting, had had a noticeably bad effect on his patient's survival rate during a yellow fever epidemic in Philadelphia in 1793. But he was still an important man. On the trail, the pills quickly became a critical part of the Corps of Discovery's kit. More than a few of the men did end up needing treatment for syphilis, either for pre-existing problems or for ones picked up along the way from friendly Native American women. But almost everyone needed a laxative. Week after week, hunting parties went out and brought back animals to eat. The explorers lived on almost nothing but meat. This low-fiber diet had predictable results. Enter Dr. Rush's bilious pills. The men called these thunderclappers. They were extraordinarily effective. And they've proven effective for later generations as well. Calomel, as it turns out, is only slightly soluble in human digestion, and much of it goes out with the resulting purge. Once in the earth, it lasts virtually forever without dissolving or breaking down. So as Lewis and Clark's men made their way across the continent and across Oregon, they were unknowingly depositing a trail of heavy metals along the way, a trail that historians and scientists have been able to detect and use to document almost their every movement, so to speak. Another quick note, a milder version of Dr. Rush's bilious pills was actually in use during World War II, as late as that. There is a recipe for that version from the National Formulary in 1945, which is on the website. Mercury was still being used as an internal medicine all the way into the 1960s, and as a topical antiseptic as late as the 1990s. You may remember something called mercurochrome. That's the stuff. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column. If you'd like more, you can read hundreds of columns from the last 4 years on our website, offbeatoregon.com. on the website. You can also subscribe to get these podcasts delivered directly to your smartphone every day via RSS or iTunes. You can also join the conversation on Facebook or Twitter from links on the page. All Offbeat Oregon stuff's covered under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. See offbeatoregon.com/cc for details. Finally, if you're ever up in Corvallis and have time for a cup of something, look me up. I'm at fin@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.